progress on gun legislation. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Hours after testimony from one of the children who survived the Uvalde school shooting, among others, the House has passed a wide-ranging gun control bill, which would raise the age to buy a semi-automatic rifle to 21 and prohibit the sale of high-capacity magazines.
There was the Uvalde pediatrician, parents who lost kids, and the harrowing tale of a fourth grader who survived the slaughter. New York Mayor Eric Adams begged lawmakers to stop the violence. But Second Amendment advocates warned against scaling back access to arms amid a crime wave. Republicans contend the Second Amendment is immutable. Bipartisan senators are negotiating a narrow gun bill, but barring assault weapons is off the table. Progressives could oppose a Senate bill, but some Democrats will take anything at this stage.
Fox's Chad Pergram. The House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot will go public with its findings in a televised hearing tomorrow night. The series of hearings will take place over the next several weeks, which lawmakers say will give an overview of its 11-month investigation. A California man's in custody after showing up armed and threatening to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Nicholas Roski was charged with attempting to kidnap or murder a Supreme Court justice. U.S. Marshals saw Roski, who is from California, being led out of a cab outside Justice Kavanaugh's home, carrying a suitcase with a gun inside Wednesday morning. Shortly after, Roski called police saying he had suicidal thoughts and had traveled to kill Kavanaugh.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Roski is due back in court later this month. The Southwest is set to see temperatures in the triple digits over the next several days. Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Palm Springs could see temperatures top 110 degrees. The high temperatures come ahead of the annual rainy season known as the monsoon. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Police in New York City say a man killed his Chinese food delivery man over a long-standing feud about duck sauce.
The kicker is when police searched the accused gunman Glenn Hirsch's home for weapons, they say they found an entire fridge filled with duck sauce and what's being described as a hoarder-level amount of condiments in general. Police say the feud started back in November when Hirsch allegedly felt his order was light on duck sauce. A month later, Hirsch allegedly vandalized the restaurant owner's Lexus, then menaced the eatery with a gun a month after that. Then in April, Hirsch was seen on surveillance video circling the Great Wall restaurant before opening fire and killing the delivery man who leaves behind a wife and kids. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
The number of new COVID cases and deaths have reported globally. It fell everywhere except the Middle East and Southeast Asia, according to the World Health Organization. In its latest report on the pandemic released today, the UN Health Agency said there was a 12% drop in cases and a 22% drop in deaths. WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus described the continuing fall in cases as a very encouraging trend, but he warned that the pandemic was not yet over and continued to urge caution. Service members who are HIV positive will no longer have more restrictions placed on their military service as long as they're asymptomatic.
The Defense Department says in light of advances in treatment and prevention of HIV, service members who are HIV positive but have a clinically undetectable viral load will have no restrictions on their deployment, nor will they be discharged or separated based on their HIV positive status. A federal judge sided with two service members the Air Force had tried to discharge, as well as a sergeant who was denied a judge Advocate General, or JAG, position.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The judge's ruling came after an appeals court upheld an injunction preventing the airman from being discharged. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.